Good morning. I am Pastor Marv Combs, and today is Thursday of the first week in Advent, December 7th, 2023. Our lesson today is from Matthew chapter 21, verses 33 through 42. Jesus speaks, "Hear another parable. There was a master of a house who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it, and dug a wine press in it, and built a tower and leased it to tenants, and went into another country. When the season for fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to get his fruit. And the tenants took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did the same to them. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance.' And they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?" They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death, and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons." Jesus said to them, "If you've never read the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In this gospel passage for today, we read about Jesus telling the parable of the tenants, which ends with the second most quoted Old Testament passage in the New Testament, Psalm 118, verse 22, "The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone." In the reading, the imagery is that of a vineyard given to sharecroppers to take advantage of the fruits that the owner's labors created. The tenants do not share in returning the owners his due, but instead reject every servant sent to collect from them. They even kill the owner's son. With Advent in mind, we see God sent his own son, who will be rejected and killed as well. The one who should be exalted is humiliated, rejected. As a machinist, I know the most important cut I can make in a project is the first cut. Every carpenter, tile setter, and builder knows this. Seamstresses and chefs also know that the first step in their process will set the path to success. Jesus identifies himself as the cornerstone of a building to be built, a foundation for the church of the kingdom. That cornerstone then makes everything straight, plumb, and secure. He correctly says that he is the stone that will be rejected in humiliation by this world, but then will become that perfect cornerstone for his church and therefore be exalted by God. St. Paul so eloquently portrays this humiliation to exaltation in Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11. With Christ as our cornerstone, the kingdom of God will most surely prevail. The strength and power of his church is built on the very word of God himself. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, I pray that your kingdom come, and that I receive him as your son, my savior, my cornerstone. May the church always hold to him as our foundation, even while the world around us rejects him. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.